My guest at this time is Craig Shirley. He is the head of Shirley & Bannister Public Affairs, one of the leading public relations firms in the Washington, D.C. area. He's the author of several books, including Rendezvous with Destiny, about Ronald Reagan's 1980 campaign, Reagan's Revolution, the 1976 campaign, as well as December 1941, of course, about the Pearl Harbor attacks. He's getting a lot of attention this week for a piece he wrote at Breitbart.com entitled Rise of the Obama Republicans. And Craig, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Thank you, Greg.
Well, you kind of couch this article in terms of what Ronald Reagan was able to accomplish and then say that pretty much once Reagan left office, the Republican Party liked the imagery of Reagan but didn't really stick to his principles. And now,
No. And now
we're at the point where President Obama is having quite an effect on Republicans. I'm sure most Republicans, whether they consider themselves establishment or Tea Party, would blanch at that description. But tell us what you mean by it.
Well, you have to go back to the rise of the Reagan Democrat, because it wasn't just that he was running against Jimmy Carter, but there was a cultural affinity for Ronald Reagan by blue.